Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino, and boy, have we got a treat for you here today, because we are going to be playing a little game called The Masked Survivor. The Masked Singer is returning for season 3 after the Super Bowl. We had so much fun playing the Masked Renapper over on Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. We will post a link for you in the show notes if you want to hear that. But let me first bring in my partner, who I played that game of the Masked Renapper, the co-founder of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. He is also the co-founder of the Seinfeld post-show recap, the Curb Your Enthusiasm post-show recap, and the co-creator of the 32 Fans Sports Podcast. Here he is. They call him Uncle Kiwi, the great Akiva Winokur.
Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm very excited. Can I tell you, like, when I thought of this idea? I was just thinking of it as you're introducing me.
Okay, this was your brainchild.
Yes, this was my brainchild. Now, I did not do any work for it, as per most of my brainchildren or my just children children.
Yes.
But I was just thinking, I was on a plane by myself without my kids for like 11 hours.
It's a good start.
And I was just like, I couldn't sleep. I was alone with my own thoughts. So I did as one does. And I sent an email to Shut Up Tim saying, you know that Master Napper we just did? It was a big hit. Let's do this with Survivors.
And that is what we are going to do today. We are going to be hearing from survivors that are going to be singing. They're going to have their voices modulated, and we are going to be guessing who they are. You are on my team, correct? You do not know who we're going to be hearing from?
I know nothing. I know as little as you about this. We are working as a team. I will say, you know, for the people who don't listen to Rob and Akiva and have not heard this, like the last time we did this, it made the 28-3 comeback that the Patriots had against the Falcons several years ago in the Super Bowl look like child's play.
Yes.
We were getting demolished, and there was a major punishment if we lost, and we came back with like 5 in a row at the end. It was truly a tale you could not write. As Hollywood screenwriters could not have come up with what happened.
Yes, we were a great team on that day. Hopefully, we can be nearly as successful today. Of course, Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast is the show where we spin a wheel filled with listener-submitted ideas that we have 68 episodes in the book so far. Episode 69, Ask Dr. Mike, is headed your way this weekend. If you want to ever check out Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, look for that. robiswebsite.com/RAANAP for the podcast feed for that one. But okay, Akiva, tell us about who's here with us to help present The Masked Survivor.
So first we have returning champion from the last time we did The Masked Renapper. And he's also been a guest on Robin Akiva several times. And he also hosts not the Masked Survivor podcast, but the Masked Singer podcast, which is coming back this week with the great Liana Baris. So please welcome Puya Zanvakili.
Puya.
Hey, guys.
How are you, the returning
going?
Champion?
I don't know. I won, I guess, even though you guys won and we lost by not getting you guys to lose. I'll take a title, though. I'll take a title just to take a title.
Yes. Okay. And the Masked Singer wrap-up is returning to cover the season 3 premiere coming next week. And I am very excited to recap the premiere of The Masked Singer with Puya and Liana next week.
That's right. We wanted to go big. The Masked Singer's bringing in Jamie Foxx to guest host the first episode. We're bringing in Rob the Bull Cesternino.
The Bull?
I'll workshop it for the actual podcast, but you're the Bull for now.
Okay, full of Bull. So I guess it makes sense. But they're bringing in Jamie Foxx to guest host it?
Guest judge, sorry. Not
guest Joe.
How the mighty have fallen, Rob.
I was going to say, oh, Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, I mean, didn't he win an Oscar like 10 years ago? His agent like says, lose my number if you call him about The Masked Singer. Now he's on it? That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it is post-Super Bowl.
Which Jamie Foxx is in the NFL? Like, what after?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. It's like a lot of people are going to watch it, but still, it's TV. He's, you know, Jamie Foxx.
Somebody should do a podcast of like all the greatest shows that were on after the Super Bowl. I feel like that would be a fascinating listen.
what shade Rob Cesterino is throwing. The most shade anybody's ever thrown. I'm assuming, listen, I know Jordan Pahar's listening and you just made him cry.
Akiva, who else is here with us today?
All right, so last time it was me and you, and we were taking on Puya and Shut Up Tim. And today we're taking up Puya and Shut Up Kirsten. So please welcome.
Wow.
Please welcome Kirsten McGinnis with a hard G.
I mean, I guess Shut Up Kirsten isn't that far off from Kirsten Said What. So I guess I'll have to take it. Okay. But for someone who helps Akiva with so much, I don't understand why I'm being attacked.
Well, Kirsten, I'm very happy to have you here. What happened to Shut Up Tim? Did Shut Up Tim get fired? Did he not want to be a part of this project?
So I think that what happened was Shut Up Tim was having a little bit of trouble getting survivors on board for
the
project.
Most of the survivors have him blocked, probably.
I think he's blocked by the majority of the community. And so Akiva probably looked at me, said, "Hey, she's got a couple of mutuals who are survivors. I bet Kirsten wants to spend time chasing them down and harassing them." So I'll call her. You'd have to ask Akiva why I'm here, but I assume it's something like that.
Okay. Kirsten, can you explain to us a little bit about how this is all going to work today?
Yes. So we have 8 survivors that have participated in this. Each survivor has the mask, which is the identity that they have chosen. They will identify themselves as the mask. They will sing a song. They will present some clues to their identity. And in the end, they will identify themselves. After each step, you will have the opportunity to put in a guess on who you think the survivor is. And if you get it right after the first step, you get, it's 3 points, right, Puya?
Yeah, so it's 3 points after introduction, 2 points for the song, 1 point for the clues. You can make a new guess after every bit of information we give you. But if you make a new guess, you're now getting 2 points, not three. And if you're making another one, it's one, not two, and so on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Akiva, I'm very confident today. I mean, I think I was confident in the last one, but I feel like doubly, even triply confident about this.
Interesting. Now, the last time we did this, for people who didn't listen, you should actually pause this and go back and listen. It was it was voted the podcast of the year.
What episode number was that of Renap?
What was the I don't know the episode number, but it was number one when the fans did the ranking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we really was our friends, our co-hosts, the Kirstens and Puyas of the 56 world.
56 for LT. Go to robinswebsite.com/Renap56. I'll make a short link.
And that was really, our options were limited to 15, 20 people. You know, Josh Wiggler, okay, we know he's going to be there. Today we have, you know, almost 600 people, I think, have played Survivor.
Yeah, but how many are saying yes to the masked Survivor is the question.
I wanted to ask you more than you think.
Okay, we'll find out.
I wanted to ask you, so I have a list of everyone who's played Survivor.
Yes.
Is that cheating if I look? There's nothing else on the list besides the person's name and their age and the season they played. And I just copy and pasted from Wikipedia, but even took out, like, where they're from, in case that's a hint. Is that cheating? Can I have this list open?
Okay, well, I guess it's cheating if the right answer was Lisa Kiefer, and if Lisa from Vanuatu would be unacceptable, but Akiva has a list that says her last name on it. Is that changing our score?
Given that there's so many, I feel like if you get the name right, even if it's the wrong person, we'll give it to you.
But I suggest throw it away. What do you need the list for?
All right, I'll mix it. Well, because
don't give people a reason that when we win, like, oh well, Akiva cheated.
You don't want to taint the win?
Yeah.
Well, should we have like garbage can signs? Well, Rob, also the reason I need it is because even though I came up with an unbelievable survivor poll right before we started.
Hold on. That we were talking before we came on. Puya, didn't Akiva just say my superpower is that I'm good with names?
Yeah, he just boasted about it to us on the $75 tier.
I didn't say the word superpower, first of all.
I feel like before the show, Akiva's like, yeah, I'm good at this. I can do this. And then
really
his thing on the podcast is, I don't know how to do that.
Rob, you spend like dozens of hours a week talking about thinking about Survivor. Like, I don't at this point in my life. And I like, yes, the season we're talking about, let's say 26, like, I started listening to Rob's podcast. I was super into it. I had nothing else going on.
Yeah.
Now I got four kids. Like, I don't know.
I'll leave it to you guys. Should Akiva get to keep a list of all the names?
I personally...
Does he have a crib sheet?
I think it's okay to have the list of names because I think it's only going to further confuse him.
Yeah,
too many names.
I mean,
but...
wanted to just like throw out funny options for who it could be. Okay. If we're stumped.
What if it's just for the jokes?
Yeah, it's just for the jokes. Memes.
But okay. If you win because of the list, then there's an asterisk.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You're going to be suspended from podcast for 1 year.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. So how do we get the ball rolling?
So before we unpackage anything, everyone likes a good, we need stakes is what I'm trying to say here. We need stakes.
Mm.
Last time we put some stakes out there, you guys defied the odds and took the win. We've got a couple, you know, things to talk about here, and we've upped the minimum points you need to get. So as before, there's 8 performers, 3 points is the max you can get from each for a total of 24. You need to get 16 today to mark a victory.
A lot.
Okay,
that's way too many points.
Rob said he's feeling confident.
He said he's three times as confident as last time.
Yeah. Yeah, but that means we have to get a 2 on every single one, and
yeah, we have to average a 2.
Yeah,
that's impossible.
Well, let me. What are the stakes? Let me hear what the stakes are.
Okay, So we've created 3 tiers that you can pick from. You get a lot of options here.
Okay,
there are 3 tiers. First tier is high risk, high reward, where the reward is bigger, the punishment's bigger. Tier 2 is the so-so Kim tier, which is a medium range. And then third tier is low risk, low reward. The reward's not as bountiful, but also the punishment's not as bad.
Should be like Kim Spradlin, so-so Kim, and Kim Mullen.
Okay, we can rebrand.
Didn't need a list
that.
For that joke, Akiva.
Yeah. Again, I don't I like.
Yeah, but imagine how much faster you would have done it with a list. Come on, Rob.
Okay.
Right, so, what can you tell us? What's in each tier? What are we choosing between?
Okay. So each tier has 3 things. It has a big reward, a big punishment, and the middle. To get the middle, you end up having to get between 9 to 15 points. 8 or less gets you a punishment, and 16 plus gets you a reward.
A reward?
So, okay, that's fair.
I want to hear
fair.
About the reward.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you get 16 points, we've talked about this. This initial concept first happened on Renap with the Mass Renapper. This past week, you guys have alluded, you had, for your latest episode, you had Dr. Mike on. You had to use a veto to get that done.
Yeah.
Your reward is you get that veto given back to you.
The best friend's so veto.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
There's
your
no constitution yet, so I greenlighted it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
If you get between 9 to 15, Akiva has to make a reappearance on Twitch this season.
Oh, okay.
That's the so-so Kim one? Okay.
Yes. If you get 8 or less, you both have to change your profile
Twitch
pictures
twice.
On Twitter for a week, and Rob has to put the fashion show one as his profile picture for a week.
What's mine?
Okay.
You will give us a list and like the circle, we'll
okay,
pick
fine.
One for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that's tier one. That's high risk, high reward.
Okay.
Now, the so-so Kim. If you guys win, Kirsten will become Akiva's intern for 3 months officially.
Already basically is what's happened,
yeah,
but fine.
Okay.
We'll put a title on it.
You really do anything for me, but.
I mean, I could just stop helping you.
You probably should.
Honestly, Allie Lasher said she's going to have an intervention.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
The next one is if you get 9 to 15 in this tier, Rob and Akiva will have to make an appearance either on Kowski Cast or Pilot Season. It's their choice.
Okay.
Shout out Michael and J. Clark.
Last but not least, if you get less
Do
than
Do we have
eight,
to watch the pilot of Riverdale on Pilot Season?
Oh, that would be perfect.
I assume if we're going on, he wants us to do Seinfeld.
No, the pilot of Riverdale is kind of boring. I wouldn't recommend
it.
I think we do Seinfeld if we go on Michael Clark's podcast.
Yeah,
but if you come on Kowski Cast, you get to talk about the football-centric episode they just had, which is the dumbest football plot I've ever seen.
Okay.
All right. Less than 8.
He's trying to use
you
reverse
must...
psychology on you, Akiva.
Yeah.
What? Football plot? Oh, I'll check that out.
The episode's called Varsity Blues.
Of course it is.
I don't want your life, okay?
And less than eight.
Less than eight. Robert Akiva must get a cameo for us, the audience, from a survivor, and the survivor has to state that they're both dumb idiots.
Okay, well, that's fine.
So Robin Akiva are dumb idiots, that's fine.
Oh, so okay. That's the okay. Reward. Okay.
Yeah.
So then, last but not least, the low-risk, low-reward. So if you get top points, Shut Up Tim will pay for your meal the next time you're together in person.
Wherever Josh that is always be. Trying to give us money. It's very strange.
We didn't ask he's him. Like we just uncle. Decided
yeah,
he's doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we also have not run this past him. We just decided that that would be a reward.
Yeah. Shut Up Tim, like, well, like, we might both have more money than Shut Up Tim. Like, I don't know, like, what's going on here.
Shut Up Tim really wanted you guys to have to buy each other's wife a cameo. And we said, no, I don't think so.
My wife wouldn't even watch it if I tried to show it to her. Yeah.
Okay.
And then 9 to 15 points in this tier, Akiva loses 5 points in the preseason survivor draft he did with Ali, Mike Bloom, and Liana.
Okay.
Less than 8, Robin Akiva must prank call a survivor of their choosing in the next mailbag on Renap.
Okay.
What was the. I don't want to do the third one.
Yeah. And I don't care if Akiva loses the draft. So what was the first one? What was the first, real quick?
First tier was win and get your veto back.
Okay. I like that.
9 to 15, Akiva's back on Twitch. Eight or less, you both have to change your profile pictures.
I think let's go high stakes, high reward here.
I was worried you were going to make us watch like all of Jordan Kalish's fake Survivor seasons
I'll agree to do that as the punishment, but if we win, we get $5 million each.
Let me get Shut Up Tim on the phone. See if you can.
Yeah. Hey, Shut Up Tim, do you have spare 10 mil lying around?
Okay. All right. Are we ready?
We're ready. So with the first performer, it is officially Shark Week here in RHAP, and the shark is performing for you today.
Shark.
I am the shark. I know how to play my cards right, go after what I want, and never fold.
Okay. I'm the shark. I know how to play my cards right, never fold.
Okay.
Could this be a card player, Akiva?
Yeah. Certainly they're at least trying to make us think that it's a poker type of person.
Okay. Kirsten is friendly with Anna Kate, right?
Whoa.
That's somebody else. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Other card players in Survivor history. All right.
Other than Anna Kate, we have JRB. JRB.
Yeah.
I don't think it's him. I don't think K-Mac reached out to him.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently,
Ronnie Barda.
Yeah.
Yeah, Albert Destrade.
And Garrett Edelstein.
Yeah. Would any of those constitute a shark? Can I hear the intro one more time?
Sure.
Okay.
I am the shark. I know how to play my cards right, go after what I want, and never fold.
That accent, it seems like that there is the voice, the speech pattern seems unusual, more so than just the modification.
Yeah, but it is possible. Can we slow down? I don't know if Puya did this or Shut Up Tim.
I edited all of them.
And last time it was Shut Up Tim, right? Just trying to get some.
Yeah, we 50-50'd last time.
Because some of them we thought was a man and it was actually a woman or vice versa. Mm-hmm. So they might be trying to trick us. I feel like they've learned from last time, Rob.
I mean, I'm not trying to guess a gender here. I'm just trying to.
No, I know, but like even their speech pattern, maybe they're slowing things down, speeding them up.
It's possible, but I just feel like.
I am the shark. I know how to play my cards right, go after what I want, and never fold.
I almost feel like I hear like a southern accent there.
So who's a southern poker player? It would be funny, like you mentioned, Anna Kate, if it was a bunch of like canceled people and they were just trying to get us in trouble and this podcast never airs.
I do like reaching out to canceled people. That is definitely in my MO.
Okay.
That's Chris's.
All right. So what is the next clue going to be?
It's going to be the song. So before we get there, you should probably lock a guess to maybe get
three points. Yeah, we get a guess. We get a guess now, Rob. That's part of the rules, even if it's wrong. So who do you want to guess?
Let's see.
Do you want to guess Ronnie? Because it's like reasonable that they would ask someone who's on this past season.
Sure. Sure.
Ronnie, do you think there's anybody? Well, how about this? Do you think there's anybody, any current winner who's on the current season who is on the show? Because I don't know if they'd start us off with Ronnie Barta.
I think that's possible. I think that's a possibility.
So are there any poker players on the season? I don't think they got Boston Rob.
Yeah.
And I don't think you'd be the shark either.
Yeah.
Could it be Tyson Apostle?
Doesn't sound like Tyson to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Shireen has been playing a lot of poker.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's hear the song. Can you, Puya, and just inform us that were the song choices selected by the survivor?
Yeah, so we had zero input in the song choices. Every song you hear was picked by them.
Okay.
Wait, Rob, but I think we're supposed to guess now. There's no harm, I believe.
I thought we said Ronnie Barta.
Oh, was that our guess? Okay, fine. Sorry. Well, now I'm thinking, should we guess Shireen instead of Ronnie?
You want to guess Shireen?
No. Let's go with our first instinct. Okay. That was right last time.
Okay.
So Ronnie Barta.
All right. There we go. Here is the shark. Okay. All right.
Toto's Africa, or was he covering Weezer's Africa? I don't know. Does that mean he was on Survivor Africa? Like, it's a weird song choice.
Within the realm of possibility.
Are there other seasons? What other seasons take place on the African continent?
Not Gabon. In Africa.
Gabon. That's okay. That's good.
Yeah. But if we're gonna factor in the first clue of a shark, somebody who plays cards, mentions never fold. I'm just trying to cross-reference the two.
Mm-hmm. It's tough. First, it's a poker player. Now it's Africa. Is there anybody from Survivor Africa, first of all, that is likely to do this besides Ethan?
What about T-Bird?
Oh, why does she fold? What does she fold?
She never gives up.
Does she play poker at all, T-Bird? I don't think so.
I don't think she's a card player.
Maybe like bridge? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Rob?
There's Lex and Big Tom, but neither of them are traditionally thought of as card players.
Right. And I also don't think they're likely to. It's like, I'm thinking a lot of like who's likely to have A, been DM'd by Kirsten and B, answered, and C, been tech savvy enough, because this is hard to think they're asking for a lot from people, so it's not just anybody could do this.
For the record, I cast a wide net.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't think you should be thinking like, oh, who would Kirsten DM? Because the answer might surprise
you. Now she's trying
to
throw us off the...
Yeah. So...
Fellas, there's hope out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that last time out, we did bad in the beginning, and then we sort of got a sense of like, okay, this is what's going on here. So
we caught fire.
It could be a struggle in the early going. So
it's really tough.
Would we be able to hear the first clue one more time? Is that allowed? Or once we go past it, we go past
it. It's our podcast,
it.
Rob. We could.
I want to put on the rules.
Is there a constitution for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually have a 30-page Word document on the constitution for the mass survivor.
Yeah. Part of me says we shouldn't let you, but...
Yeah, I feel like we shouldn't let you go back.
Okay.
If you want to listen to the song again, you can.
I think I'm good. I definitely don't want to listen to the song again. Okay. All right. You want to say T-Bird? I'm just trying to think of like who would do this? Who would make the song be Africa?
Yeah, right. So now we've gone from for sure poker player to for sure someone from Survivor Africa. So let's go with T-Bird. Let's lock in T-Bird here.
Okay.
And now we lose our 3-point chance.
Yeah.
What are you going
to
do?
What are you going to do? But Ronnie Barta, no connection to Toto Africa.
I mean, he's Moroccan, I think, so I think that's technically in Africa, but yeah, I don't think that would be his song.
Okay. All right.
All right. It's clue time.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here is our clues.
No, you're not seeing double. Just like a shark, I'm always on the move. When I'm not racing around, I'm road tripping to the beach. When I come around, everyone always is ready to spill the tea. You may not be surprised by my singing talents, but hopefully you'll be surprised by who I am.
Now I'm... All right, so could it be T-Bird talking about, like, being... She's a flight attendant, right? So they're, like, going all over the place.
Yeah.
But racing around, could it be somebody from... Could it be Corinne Kaplan? And because she played Survivor Gabon, which is in Africa? Is that crazy?
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
Racing around, who else was on The Amazing Race?
Oh, that's I didn't put the Amazing Race part.
Racing around, spilling the tea?
Yeah, I don't know if T-Bird knows spilling the tea, but she is
her name
T-Bird.
Is T-Bird. Yeah. Oh, yeah, now yeah. I don't know.
I don't think Corinne
would have sung for us.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think Corinne sings.
Not with all due respect. I don't think so.
No, I love Corinne. I don't think she would sing in public. I don't know.
We hear it one more time. Is that allowed?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
No, you're not seeing double. Just like a shark, I'm always on the move. When I'm not racing around, I'm road tripping to the beach. When I come around, everyone always is ready to spill the tea. You may not be surprised by my singing talents, but hopefully you'll be surprised by who I am.
So I'm racing around. I'm road tripping to the beach. People are spilling the tea.
And remember, if we guess T-Bird again, we get 2 points. Because that was our 2-point guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it's hard to go off T-Bird.
Yeah, I don't have any new information.
I have not a high degree of confidence that it's T-Bird, but it's certainly possibly her. Mm-hmm. And there is sort of a southern twang that I'm hearing, and that could be fake.
Yes,
but.
I do feel. I feel like I'm picking up on some sort of an accent there, but I don't know about road tripping to the beach.
Yeah, that's weird. But I don't have a better answer. It's like sometimes you take a test, and there's Scantron, who's like, I'm pretty sure B is wrong, but everything else it looks even wronger. So I'm going to go with B.
Okay, all right. Stick with T-Bird.
Final answer.
Final answer. All right. Well, it's time for the reveal.
Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. So this would be our 2-point guess for T-Bird.
I am the shark. And behind the mask, I am
T-Bird.
Okay.
2 points.
Look at us. Look at us.
Yeah. Wow.
Who would have thought?
Can we hear a few seconds of T-Bird singing Toto's Africa?
No, oh, we didn't provide that information.
Okay. All right.
Getting the survivors was not an easy feat. I had to promise a lot to get people to do all this work.
So what did you promise?
I promised that Rob would never hear the unmodulated audio from any of these people.
Yes.
I think T-Bird was the only one who was actually okay with her unmodulated audio.
Makes sense.
She was like, it's going to be bad, but I don't care. We had a phone call about this. When I DM'd her, she said, yes, can I ask Ally Lasher to help me? I want to make sure I have really good clues.
What is everyone asking Ally Lasher?
So I DM'd Ally Lasher. I said, hey, would you mind helping T-Bird for the Masked Survivor? And I immediately got a response. I would do anything for T-Bird.
Yes.
And I said, she was like, T-Bird asked for me. And I was like, she did by name. And so Ally helped craft all of that.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Ironically, so, because Ally did the first clue for the last time we played this game also.
That's right.
Completely took care of it.
Okay. Yeah. Spoilers. All right. So we're on the board. Look at us.
We got 2 points. And
Rob, there's one other performer in the mix here that has a track 5. T-Bird gave her explanation for a clue specially for you, so you can press 5 to hear what her clues were.
Yes, okay, good. Well, I was wondering what this track 5 was.
Yeah.
Okay, Rob, so this is where I got these clues from. So as far as playing my cards right and never folding, I was on the CBS show Card Sharks, hopefully you should know that from your podcast partner. As far as you're not seeing double, I'm a twin, and I'm always on the move since I'm a Delta flight attendant. As far as racing around, you know I always do a run before we do our talking with T-Bird. You know my favorite vacation is road tripping to the beach, and of course, spilling the tea for us getting all of our podcast guests should make sense there. And of course, my singing talents speak for themselves. I love you, Rob.
Okay. Isn't T-Bird the best?
What a delight.
Isn't T-Bird the best?
She's such a sweetheart. And also, major shout out to her husband for helping her get that over to us.
Glenn's the same. Glenn's the
same. That's funny.
Okay. All right. Look at us.
Keith. 2 points on the board.
On the board. We're right
on
par.
That's more than we had after like 4 last time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. What do... Is there anything that you can tell us about contestant number 2?
Yes. We might not be in Florida, but it is the crocodile.
The croc. Okay. The croc. Let's go ahead and hear from the crocodile.
I'm the crocodile, and I'm 100% not what you think I am.
Okay. I'm the crocodile, and I'm not what you think I am. Not a lot to go off of there from the crocodile.
No. It sounded like someone from the last time we did this also.
Yeah.
I'm just like hit by a car, Claire.
Okay. Let's do it one more time.
I'm the crocodile, and I'm 100% not what you think I am.
I'm not what you think I am.
Who's from Florida also?
Well, did you get that 100%? Was that canon?
Is that canon? I think anything they say is canon.
I don't know.
Except for when Kirsten said, I'm not cool before the podcast. That's not good.
Puya said, we're not in Florida.
We're not in Florida, right. But why mention that you're not in Florida?
Well, I think that they are indigenous to Florida, but I think that also that they could be, you know, I think you could have a crocodile in like Louisiana. Like, I wouldn't necessarily say, okay, it's Dr. Mike because it's the crocodile.
Okay.
But
I don't have a good guess.
Let's just say it's Dr. Mike because we have nothing else to go off of.
All right, fine. All right. That's our 3-point guess, Dr. Mike.
Although that is not the costume, I would guess that Dr. Mike
would be funny. No spoilers, but it would be funny if, Dr. Mike would have a much different animal.
Yeah.
It would be funny if T-Bird and Dr. Mike were our first two here for several reasons.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So tell us about what's track 2 going to be? The song?
Track 2 is the song.
Yeah. Okay. This song is the song of the past decade.
Okay. All right. Song of the decade.
That's right.
Call Me Maybe.
Yeah.
Yes. What a guess.
Thank you. Not a lot to go off of there in the song, no. Akiva.
Certain songs sound way better. I like that sound way more than the Toto Africa. Mm-hmm. Certain, you know, with the masked voice, certain songs just come out better.
So is there anything off of Call Me Maybe that we could potentially take anything away from? I just feel like that's like a, you know, that's my go-to karaoke song.
Yeah, 100%.
Song.
They're picking their favorite song or their kid's song.
I don't know if
there's
a clue there in Maybe.
I don't think there's a clue at all. And like Kirsten and Puya told us before, they did not pick the songs for them.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas last time, I think at least in one of the cases they did.
I'm just trying to think, is there a survivor who said maybe to an alliance and that there could be a clue in Call Me Maybe, but...
Very little right now from the second clue.
I do think it's a woman.
Really? Because I still think it's Dr. Mike.
Dr. Mike, I can see Call Me Maybe.
You're right. Like, better than 50% chance it's a woman, but still, like, there's 300 women to choose from.
Yeah. Is there anybody in the dental profession? I feel like Crocodile gets associated with dentists.
Ooh, who is a survivor dentist?
Like, Crocodile has a lot of teeth. Dentist.
Dawn Meehan?
I don't think it's Dawn Meehan.
Okay.
I don't know if she's teeth. The Crocodile.
No, but I'm just thinking, like, survivor teeth. There aren't a lot of teeth-related things.
Yeah. Okay.
JT? He had a tooth that got knocked out.
JT probably was going to sing Carly Rae Jepsen on a podcast. So, I'll stay with Dr. Mike because we have nothing else. But
No other options. You may as well.
Don't think it's Dr. Mike.
No degree of confidence. We're on the same page, Jim.
All right. Are we ready for clues?
Yeah, if you're locked in.
Okay, sure. I mean, lock it in pencil and then let's go to our clues.
As the crocodile, I have thick skin. You can't rile me up. When it comes to insults, none of them will stick. I can be found all across the world, or at least a few countries. I'm athletic, but I'm also smart and nerdy. My reactions are worth 1,000 words, and yours will be too, once you find out who I am.
Okay. All right. I think
world traveler?
Yeah. Okay.
That's not Dr. Mike.
Yeah. Could it be Eliza?
Can we hear this one more time? Now thinking that it's Eliza.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
What does Eliza have to do with Florida?
I don't think that was canon. That
well,
it
then
was
why would you say Florida? He's just being cute.
It's a segue, Akiva. Yeah. I'm segueing.
Yeah. Okay. All listen.
Right. Everything's a. You can't rile me up. When it comes to insults, none of them will stick. I can be found all across the world, or at least a few countries. I'm athletic, but I'm also smart and nerdy. My reactions are worth 1,000 words, and yours will be too, once you find out who I am.
Yeah, this is Eliza, Rob.
You sure? Are you confident about that?
She said my reaction. She said my reactions are worth 1,000.
Who else is known for reactions? Courtney Yates.
Stick. She said stick.
Yeah. Okay.
So it has to be Eliza. It's Eliza.
Okay. All right. Let's lock in on Eliza.
Eliza. Okay. And now reveal time.
Okay.
I am the crocodile, and
I am Eliza Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good job by
Thank
us,
you,
but only one point.
One
we're not.
Point.
We gotta hit somebody on the first clue.
Yeah, we have
clue.
To hit a three at some point.
Yeah.
Now, but to be fair, there was no way for us to get Eliza before the one.
Yeah.
The crocodile. Why is she the crocodile?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, we're very happy that Eliza participated in the.
No,
mass
she didn't do anything
survivor,
wrong.
So
she was
not,
great.
Yeah,
we're not
going to
talk
I
about.
Like
we're
going to
talk about our
get.
Clues. Yeah.
That was a good, yeah, she was great. Was I just think it was hard for three. But, you know, maybe one point is, you know,
right.
That's what we should be getting.
Just to go back to the song, totally random, right? There was not a clue that we're missing.
Yeah, I think totally random. She was actually going to do a Cardi B song at first, and then time just kind of got away from us. And she was like, here's my song. It's Call Me Maybe. And I was like, okay, thank you for participating.
Okay. All right. There you go. All right. Eliza Orleans on The Masked Survivor. All right. Before we get to our contestant number three, let me take a moment and thank one of our sponsors here for this very special episode. Rob is a podcast, and those are our friends over at Brooklinen. Now, first off, you would never use Brooklinen to make a costume or anything like that, because those are sheets that you are going to want on your bed, because these are my favorite. These are the best, Akiva. That are you a hot sleeper, Akiva? Or that I would imagine.
Well, what's a hot sleeper?
Like somebody that's like, I need sheets that can breathe, baby.
I mean, you saw me sleeping when Chester posted the snoring video. Am I a hot sleeper?
Did he post that online? Or it was
Showed it to.
I don't remember.
Yes, I'm a hot sleeper.
Well, you got to get some of these Brooklinen sheets, because it's time to get comfortable with Brooklinen's bedding, loungewear, towels, and more. Home of the internet's favorite sheets, Brooklinen's got over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting. Brooklinen was founded in early 2014 by husband and wife, Vicky and Rich Fulop, who wanted to find beautiful home essentials that didn't cost an arm and a leg, with a mission to make you comfortable. And they've moved beyond the bedroom to offer essentials for you, like towels, shower curtains, and bath mats. And they even launched an ultra-soft loungewear that makes you feel like you've never left bed. All luxury products without the luxury markup. I swear to you, I love my Brooklinen sheets that Nicole bought, puts these other sheets on the bed, and I throw a fit. I said, get my Brooklinen sheets back in here. If you like softness, you like comfort, you want to relax, Brooklinen has it all. Brooklinen.com is the perfect place to hit refresh in the new year. Go on, make yourself comfortable. Brooklinen's so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, loungewear, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping on the all-new sheet when you use the promo code ROB at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life, or as I like to say, no sleep till Brooklinen. They still have not made that the official slogan of Brooklinen.
Pretty good.
Get very animated about the Brooklinen sheets, because this is a real life fight where sometimes my wife brings out these other sheets and I say, what is going on?
Have they commented on your slogan?
No.
Because we are like famous catchphrase guys. We just came up with a new catchphrase for our Robin Akiva.
We're halfway like there. Almost. Two catchphrases. Yeah.
That's a killer catch. Yeah. That's much better than whatever their marketing company came up with.
Yes. Well, if they don't want to use that, they could always go with forget the mustard. It's karate time.
That's right.
Hey, we have a bunch of extra catchphrases lying around.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Let's go with number three. Who's number three?
I'm not going to say anything fancy. I'm just going to say it's the eagle. I know Akiva's going to read into it. It's just the eagle.
It's just the eagle.
All right. So someone from Philly, Rob.
I'm the eagle, and I'm ready to take flight.
Okay. Well, I think that is a good guess, right? Is that take flight? Is that a slogan for the Philadelphia Eagles?
I think so.
I'm
bird
the
something.
Eagle, and I'm ready to take flight.
All right, who are our Philly survivors? Well, hold on,
but there's a lot. Okay, let's hear it one more time.
I'm the eagle, and I'm ready to take flight.
Okay. Well, of the Philly faithful, we know Jervis, big Eagles fan.
Eagles fan, sure.
Wendell from Philadelphia. I'm not sure if he's a
I don't know
huge,
if he's an Eagles fan.
Big football guy, of course. Rice, also famously
Eagles guy, I don't know.
From Philadelphia. He roots for the team. I don't think he lives and dies.
Laurel, former Robin Akiva Need a Podcast guest, is an Eagles fan.
Yeah, I don't know.
Could be her.
Yeah, trying to think of some other big Eagles people. It could be a fan of the band The Eagles.
Oh, for sure.
Sure, sure.
So it's Chuck Klosterman or somebody? That was just for you, Rob.
Rob's the only Chuck Klosterman fan.
There is a lot of there's a lot of Philly survivors. Could it be like Ramona? You think she's on the Masked Survivor?
Well, Ramona was at the RHAP stuff that we did in Philly last year, but I'm not sure that
if she's answering K-Max DM.
No, no, I was going to more on the football front. I'm not sure if, you know, the Eagle. I'd say Jarvis.
Okay, I think that's fair. Yeah, he's probably the most famous Eagles fan.
Survivor's most famous Eagles fan.
I would agree.
Okay. All right.
Jarvis for three.
Let's hear our song. Okay.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me.
Not Jarvis.
The shop is tool in the
Josh Wagler, I think.
She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. And did it make sense not to live for fun? Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the molds. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. The world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored.
Smash Mouth, you're an all-star.
All-star. Do you think it was someone from Survivor All-Stars? Or is it like a survivor who just thinks that they are an all-star?
Yeah, maybe it's a returning player, but I do feel like that we should at least explore the All-Stars. But I feel like there's not a lot there in terms of who would be on the Masked Survivor that was on Survivor All-Stars besides
me. And
who would
be the Eagle?
Yeah.
Right. Well, that would be a twist if this was you and you were in on this one.
Yeah. So just to sort of work that through, I'm trying to think of who was.
I do have the list of who was on All-Stars if you want it.
That's fine. I think I know.
Although I deleted all the returning players season, so I don't. And by the way, if you're scoring at home, I have not opened my list yet.
Now, Jarvis did play in Blood versus Water. He was a returning player.
Yes.
Does returning player constitute all-star?
I think some people probably think, like, oh, I'm an all-star if I came back twice, which is fair.
Yeah, but I cannot imagine a world where that we tell Jarvis, sing your song, and he's going with, yeah, I'll go with Smash Mouth all-star.
Maybe he's like, maybe he wishes he was on All-Stars. I don't know.
Yeah.
And what about this? You know, we were thinking Eagle and then Flight. Could it be a pilot? Are there a lot of... I mean, Terry Dietz is the only pilot I can think of. Were there any other Survivor pilots?
Not that I could think of off the top of my head. Also, are we only doing U.S. Survivor contestants? This is not... I know there's also
Australian
Survivor All-Stars is coming up.
I would be apoplectic. I mean, no shade to Australian Survivor.
Now I kind of hope that there is one.
I've never seen it, so I would be so mad. I can name one Australian Survivor.
Okay.
Nick, because he used to be an RHAP podcaster. That's literally it.
Can you guys confirm that Shannon Gates is not an Australian Survivor player.
Oh, you're right. Shannon Gus, sorry.
Yes, yeah. can you confirm that these are U.S. Survivor players?
I can confirm that they are Survivor players.
I'm so mad if I would rather had two Americans. If this is an Australian Survivor, I'll be very upset. So do you think this is now Nick Iadanza?
Yes.
You two think so?
Yeah. Let me hear it. Let me hear it back then.
No shade. I've never heard it. I do not know what his voice sounds like. I know what his face looks like.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kinda dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Did it make sense not to live for fun? Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey.
But why would
I don't hear any? Would we hear an Aussie accent at all?
I'm not sure. I don't know why Nick would be the eagle. Like a koala.
Is there a
would,
pilot? Is there a pilot on Australian All Stars?
I don't know.
If this is an Australian, I'm going to be so. I mean, is the fourth person going to be from Survivor Maryland? Like, I'm going to be very upset.
Okay.
Jordan Kalish's live game is like they found the guy who's friends with him and that person.
Okay.
Yeah, I called up Austin Trepp and I said, hey, can you get us some Survivor Maryland All-Stars for this podcast? Yeah. So we've got Holly, we've got Chris LeCompte. You know, mm-hmm. It's really special.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why he would be the eagle.
Is he an Eagles fan? Is he like a big football fan?
I don't know. Are there Australian Eagles?
Sure there's Australian Eagles.
Is that... Was there an Eagle on Passions?
Now you're losing it.
So, I don't know. I feel like that we don't have anything else. I love... Why not Nick Iadanza?
Okay. I'm sure he's a very nice guy. He was on... He was in the Royal Rumble, the Robin Keefe Royal Rumble, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
yes.
All right.
He's in our universe.
Let's hear our clue package.
Yes.
Like the eagle, you'll probably look for me by the lake, but you won't find me there anymore. I've migrated south for the winter, flying into the starry night. Favorite color? Orange. And speaking of colors, is the dress black and blue or white and gold? I don't know. Don't make me choose. The only survivor with my name, though if you've listened closely, I bet you got used to hearing it last year. Or maybe you didn't. Eagles are brave. Some say I have the heart of a bulldog. But beneath the mask, my stomach is really in knots. I won't let nerves stop me, though. It's my time to soar.
Okay. All right, well, there's a lot there. A lot there.
Yeah, some people are giving us a sentence. This guy is giving us his whole philosophy all night.
Or girl.
Girl, yeah.
All right.
It'll be three women in a row, though.
Let's listen and see. Can we take it piece by piece? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen back to the clues.
Like the eagle, you'll probably look for me by the lake, but you won't find me there anymore. I've migrated south for the winter.
Okay. By the lake, migrated south for the winter.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Now, this whole Australia thing is throwing me off.
All right. Hold on.
Only survivor with their name.
Migrated south for the winter. All right. All right. Let me hear another one.
Flying into the starry night. Favorite color? Orange. And speaking of colors, is the dress black and blue or white and gold? I don't know. Don't make me choose.
A white and gold or black and blue. Okay.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
Who?
I think it's Laurel.
Oh, interesting.
Because she just moved to Texas, I think.
Well, and you had it from the eagle.
I did mention it from the eagle.
Okay. So
yeah. Now, by the way, Laurel, we are ops with Laurel right now because when we spoke to her and her, I believe boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get presumptuous. I don't think it was fiance.
Yeah.
No pressure on that guy. when we spoke to them,
yes.
We said that they didn't know where to move, and we were going to put. Where should they move on the wheel? And they never did that. They moved without our permission.
Yeah.
Wow, how dare they?
Okay. How dare they?
Let's just hear the rest of the clue.
Yeah.
The only survivor with my name. Though if you've listened closely, I bet you got used to hearing it last year.
Oh, Laurel Yanni.
Maybe you didn't.
Yeah.
Eagles are brave.
Yeah.
Some say I have the heart of a bulldog. But beneath the mask, my stomach is really in knots.
Mm-hmm. Yale Bulldog. Yeah, it's long. Me, though.
It's my time to soar.
Okay, yeah.
Yale's the Bulldogs. This is 100% Laurel.
Okay.
I'm so happy that it's not a... I mean, I love Laurel, but that it's not an Australian Survivor.
Yes. Okay, all right. We're going to go with Laurel.
All right. Finalizing it, writing it down. Let's unmask the eagle.
I am the eagle, but behind the mask.
I am Laurel.
Nailed it. Good job, there Akiva.
We
go.
Three for three, although we somehow only have 4 points out of that. We still may have to do the punishment. What's the punishment again?
You have to come on Twitter,
Avi. No, that's the middle. The middle is Twitch, which is somehow worse than the bad Twitter, Avi, which is the punishment, I think.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, the move was I had a good feeling that we were going to get either a middle finish or a bottom finish, so pick the good punishments, and I think it worked out well here.
Yes.
Yeah. Laurel, I believe, said this is her favorite podcast, or not this, but Robin Akiva Need a Podcast is her favorite podcast.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good for that. I'm mad we could have 3 points, but...
Laurel, yeah. Come on Robin Akiva again. Give me an email.
I knew that Laurel was a Philly native, but I never heard her talk about the Eagles.
Right. You told me before we started the podcast that only men could be football fans, so that's fair.
I wish I could take Robin that back now.
Rob and I are trying to cancel each other on the podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't realize we were on Robin and get canceled.
No,
yeah.
Sorry.
We've gotten everyone right so far, but I feel like we're in the hole.
We are in the hole. I mean, but if we get all 8 right, then it's just the problem is the game, not us. You know what I mean? If we go 8 for 8, that's incredible.
Yeah. Okay.
So I will feel like a winner, even if we go 8 for 8 and only get the Jordan. I have to go on Jordan. By the way, the middle thing is that I get to go on Jordan Kalish, which Rob gets his best guest of the season on Twitch. And what's it in for me?
Yeah,
Kirsten,
that's
you have
why
to come with
fine.
Me.
That's Kirsten, why
it's a punishment.
You have
to come with me if we're in the middle. Okay.
What?
Right, yeah.
I have to what?
No, forget it. Forget it.
Okay. All right. Let's not get distracted here. All right. Stay with us. All right. Let's keep moving. Let's go to contestant number 4 is here.
Yes. And usually the sidekick to the King of the North, it's the Direwolf.
Okay. The Direwolf is here.
Winter is coming.
Okay. Let's hear the Direwolf.
I am the Direwolf.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay, that's a lot to ask of the survivors, okay?
It's fair.
Yeah, I mean, our only chance to win is to get 3-pointers, and the 3-point is like impossible.
Can I read you? Now, I have not used the list. I think now it's time to bust out the list. I'm just going to name random survivors that could be the Direwolf, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Delma, your wife.
Why would she be the Direwolf?
I'm just literally looking at names that are scrolling down my Google Doc.
Well, I mean, I would attack this by who's a big Game of Thrones fan? Who is famously a Game of Thrones fan from the Survivor
famously
world?
Game of Thrones fan? Stephen Fishback? Do you like Game of Thrones?
I don't think he would call himself the Direwolf.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. Who is, like, you did a Game of Thrones podcast. Which survivors were like, they were really into it?
I don't really can't think of anybody. It's not Chester, right?
He was never on Survivor.
Are any Australian Survivor fans big Game of Thrones people?
Let's hope not. They didn't get it yet.
Let me hear it one more time.
Cole Metters.
I am the Direwolf.
I feel like it's a very deep voice. I know that we can play with that. I know we can play with that.
Yeah. They play with that.
All right. We're going to have to hear the song.
Yeah. We don't even have a guess. Name a survivor from the last 3 seasons, and that could be our 3-point guess.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
There's no harm in guessing.
Of somebody who... The Direwolf. I wonder, could it be something... Michael Snow.
Michael? All right. Snowy. Fine. Perfect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, wait for 3.
All right, here we go.
Put on my blue suede shoes and a boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, watching it down over me. Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. And I'm walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beer. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis, Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him. They just hovered round his tomb. There's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, do I really feel the way I feel?
Okay, Direwolf starting to lose the track a little bit.
This only happened, I think, max once the last time we did this, Rob. Who sings this song, Walking in Memphis?
I have no idea. Give me the multiple choice.
Oh, I don't know. God.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wasn't
asking.
Testing you. Yeah, I really don't know.
Oh.
This wasn't a separate quiz. I have no idea.
Yeah. So I've got it right here. It's by Mark Cohn.
Mark Cohn. Okay. First question is there
Who's
anybody
Mark
that
Cohn?
Is from Memphis?
Ooh.
Memphis area.
Maybe like Baylor and Missy, but they're probably from like Nashville or I don't know. They might be from Texas, actually. I was just thinking country music.
Yeah. The Dire Wolf. Is there anything with the
actually to be clear, it's Cher, but also Mark Cohn did it in this version, which is what was chosen by the
okay.
Dire Wolf.
All right. So I am the Dire Wolf. Wolf.
Someone with like a beard? I mean, they said Ally Lasher helped them. I was thinking, like, who is Ally Lasher connected to?
Who said Ally Lasher helped them?
The first one, K-Mac said that Ally Lasher helped T-Bird. And I know Ally Lasher is involved in this.
Yeah.
It be like Rourke or Max? Someone that she's close with.
I don't think Ally Lasher helped with everybody.
I don't think they could answer that at this point.
I don't know. I think you're going. You're following.
I got nothing
a red herring.
Though. Do you have anything? We have no herrings right now.
Yeah. What about Davey? But I don't know if this is a song that Davey would pick.
Walking like Memphis. Davey's from Nashville.
I don't think he's from Nashville.
Good thing I deleted the column that said whichever city everybody's from. That would be cheating.
I think we need the clues.
Yeah.
Feel good about anybody?
Clues. We don't even like, do you want to stick with Snowy?
Yeah, it's the Michael Snow. All right. Perfect.
Okay.
Okay.
Locked in.
All right, here we go. All right, let's hear the clues.
My favorite food is sushi. Okay. My favorite band is Motley Crue. I once climbed to the top of the first O on the Hollywood sign, and I took a picture to prove it. My first appearance on TV was on the show Top Chef. I lied about my profession on Survivor.
Yeah, I got
I a despise lot of people. Anything to do with the Dirty 30. I first met Rob on the red carpet.
Yeah. Do you know it, Akiva?
No.
Okay. Oh, I got it.
Wait. Yeah. Yes. It is. First of all, at the end, they didn't cut it well. There was a Boston accent. But what's his name?
Brett LaBelle.
It's Brett LaBelle for sure. Motley Crue. Motley Crue already narrows down to like 20 possible survivors.
Yeah. It was.
It'd be funny. It's like, no, it's Michelle Fitzgerald, diehard Motley Crue fan.
Yeah. Brett Lavelle. Don't know why he's walking in Memphis, but then I think, again, I think we're going
maybe
with
big...
people are singing their favorite songs.
Yeah, he's a big Mark Cohn fan, I guess.
Yeah, but maybe there's a reason to. But Brett Lavelle. Final answer.
Okay, all right. Play the reveal.
I am the Dire Wolf. But behind the mask, I am Rob has a podcast.
Legend and icon, Brett Lavelle.
Wow. 4 for 4.
Yeah. Okay. Reason why he's walking in Memphis?
He didn't provide any input on that. The only information I have about this is Brett said, can I be the Dire Wolf? And I said, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Be whatever you want to be.
Yeah.
Favorite sort of sushi. Last time we had the sushi, I forget who it was. Someone was the sushi.
Okay. There you go. All right. So Brett Lavelle is number 4 here.
So yeah, just before we move on, just in case someone's going to be like, you guys messed this up. So it does say Mark Cohn on the instrumental that I pulled to sync the song, but it is Cher's song. And this version was also done by Mark Cohn.
Okay.
So
I don't think that all the walking in
all
Memphis
the Cher fans are going to come at me. I'm a little terrified.
Yeah.
This is the version.
The Cher maniacs.
Yeah.
The Mark Cohn version was what was sent to us. So that's what we have listed.
That's fine.
We're so sorry.
Yeah.
Why is he a big, he's a Motley Crue guy. I don't know if he's also a big Cher guy.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Let's go to our masked survivor number 5. Who are we going to meet next?
You are going to meet the walrus.
The walrus. Okay. Here's the walrus.
I am the walrus.
Not a lot to go off of.
Nope.
Anybody with a big, giant mustache?
Ooh. Not a lot of mustachioed survivors, Rob.
Yeah. Trying to think of who would be a walrus.
Can I say a joke that's getting cut out of the podcast?
It's not John Bolton, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Kiva said we don't need to hear from him anyway. all right. Let's go with... we want to hear... hear the song?
Wait, can we just guess a random survivor for 3 points at this point? Who is a mustache? If you could think of someone with a mustache... Let's guess them for 3.
Who's a great mustachioed survivor? How about Tarzan?
Yeah, Tarzan. That's good. That's good. Didn't like Gavin have a funky mustache going during his season? But yeah, I think Tarzan is.
Okay. All right. Let's go with number 2.
Myself.
All right, somebody's dancing with themselves. It has to be a person of a certain age. That's not a recent song. Who
it was
that?
Covered on Glee.
I guess so. Is it Billy Idol?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm. How about David Wright?
You think he's dancing? He probably dances with himself a lot. What was the first clue?
I am the walrus.
The walrus? It'd be funny if this was a Beatles song now.
Mm. Yeah.
David Wright, I am the walrus, dancing with myself. I don't know why you think that, but I've got nothing better.
I think it's a guy. I think that there mm-hmm. was some enthusiasm behind it. I feel like this is like a go-to karaoke song for somebody. I don't mm-hmm. think that dancing with myself is part of the clue. And I think it's somebody of a certain age to have wanted to sing that song.
Fair. I don't think David Wright responds to Kirsten's message, or at least responds and doesn't.
Hey, David Wright and I are mutuals.
How would you think I know? I didn't not go through your follower check on purpose.
I do think that Kirsten would have been a little bit more coy if it was David Wright. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Unless you know, she's the queen of triple reverse psychology.
Yeah, she was very quick to like, hey, I know David Wright.
Yeah. She's the
again,
devil.
Right, I just don't think it's fair to be like, oh, Kirsten would or would not message anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but let us be wrong on our own volition, you know?
all right, do you have any other thoughts here?
No, that's good. That's good.
Okay. All right.
Who's your guess?
Well, we'll go David Wright
for two.
David Wright for two. Okay. Clue 10. This will be fun.
Let's hear the clues.
I have one of the largest egos of any survivor. I am not invited to many barbecues. I have had sex with at least one survivor.
Okay. God. All right. What, so his largest ego. What was the second thing, okay. Akiva?
The third thing was he slept with a survivor. And now I'm forgetting. Let's play one more time.
Okay.
Ego. Oh, barbecue. He's not invited to many barbecues. He's not invited to many barbecues.
Let's see. So, all right. We can narrow.
He's got a big ego.
Yeah.
Barbecue. Like, these are definitely decent clues. We just have to think here. Ego, mm-hmm. barbecue, slept with a survivor, which means I'm assuming.
Could be Tyson.
Why wouldn't Tyson get invited to barbecues?
I don't know. That one, I don't know. That part, I don't know.
Yeah, definitely somebody from Blood versus Water. That's funny because, like, the fact they've slept with a survivor, it's weird to make fun of it was like a fling at Ponderosa.
Right.
But if, like, you were on the show with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, like, or yeah. like, or
it'd
your boyfriend.
Weird flex to come on the Masked Survivor and brag about you hooked up with a survivor.
Yes. Yeah. No, but again, he did say, or he or she did say that they have the biggest ego of, you know, one of the biggest egos. So maybe they're just trying to pump themselves mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
If they had said, like, I've slept with 8 different survivors, like, then that's a different type of clue.
Yeah.
They specified one.
Yeah. I feel like
Rupert's wife.
The performance was there that it could be Tyson on the Dancing with Myself. I'm not sure why Tyson mm-hmm. would be a walrus.
But Tyson is random. Like that. Like he just might like walruses.
Yes, he might like walruses.
Yes, we have literal proof that he has you know, been intimate with another survivor. I think he has 2 children.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to think of, is there any survivor that wouldn't be invited to a barbecue?
Why wouldn't he be invited to a barbecue?
Hmm.
Yeah. Is it like a reference to a reward challenge that we're forgetting? Like that, or did Tyson ever like eat all the food when he sat out that challenge?
I have one of the largest egos of any survivor. I am not invited to many barbecues. I have had sex with at least one survivor.
So I'm trying to think if there's somebody that didn't get picked to go on a barbecue.
Didn't like Tyson eat a lot of the food on when he sat at a challenge or mixing things up?
Yes.
Was that a barbecue? Like,
I don't think was that a barbecue. I don't get picked. I don't get to go on barbecues.
Would Tyson say is a big ego?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
But one of the biggest egos.
We're off the David Wright train. That was our 2-point guess. I don't think this is him.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he would refer to himself as having a big ego. And then we don't need to explore the third thing, but I don't think it's him. So I don't know, Akiva. Is Tyson
just thinking like blood versus water type people?
Is our best guess? I mean,
John Mish. I don't think they're answering
that would
the call.
Be, I don't think it's Jeremy. Or Val.
Yeah, he wouldn't. Yeah, too classy.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's them, then I take it back.
Yeah.
It could be Jeremy.
I mean,
I don't think Jeremy has a big ego.
Trying to think
barbecue. Did Jeremy have a barbecue related thing on his season?
Yeah. Tyson is I don't know how recently Tyson is into it with Midwest Barb.
Barbecue. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I don't know if we're gonna
beat Tyson.
Get to it. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head. Just any other survivors that are like publicly in a thing. I don't think it's John Fincher.
No. I don't think so. Does he have a big ego? Maybe.
And I'm trying, but I don't know about why he wouldn't be invited to barbecues. And also,
maybe his ego's too big. People don't want to have him there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who the other blood versus water couples are. I don't think it's Brett Culpepper.
John Rocker's ex-girlfriend.
I don't know. I bet she gets invited to a lot of barbecues, though.
Probably.
And just trying to think it through from even the first blood versus water. Yeah, I say let's go with Tyson.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Locked in.
All right. Take it off. Take it off.
I am the walrus, but behind the mask, I
am Johnny Fairplay.
Oh.
Now Johnny Fairplay is saying he slept with a survivor.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
At least one.
Well, at least said one. It would be a weird flex.
Yeah.
Well, so it's on brand.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he get invited to barbecues?
Maybe his ego's too big. I don't
tell us.
He didn't tell me.
Is it a Mike Barassi joke? Was it Barassi barbecue?
I love the Midwest Barb idea. Yeah. So we missed
that would be really funny.
Okay.
All I know is I asked Fairplay. He said yes.
Yeah.
I sent him all the information.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything for weeks and weeks. I was like, okay, I'm being ghosted. Mm-hmm. And then on Monday this week, I got an email with all of the attachments. And he said, am I too late?
No.
I did, though,
Uncle Keevy on A Man of a Certain Age going with Dancing with Myself.
Yeah.
So I was in the right ballpark.
But I don't think it had a meaning. I think he,
it was a go-to karaoke song.
Do you think that's like a masturbation joke? And when he's saying he slept with survivors,
I don't think so.
What?
Easy.
Akiva!
I think I'm right. We're talking about Johnny Fairplay. I said it's not a classy thing to do. And I don't think he's ever been called classy.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Johnny
Fairplay.
There we
go. All right. So...
first miss, 5 points after five clues.
Hey, be nice to Puya and Kirsten, okay, Akiva?
Well, I'm being very nice to them. What did I not do?
All right.
We need, Puya, we need 4 more points to get out of the cellar?
You need 4 more points to not change your pictures, yes.
Okay, I should throw the next 3 points so I don't go on Twitch.
I'm going to get it right.
We're not going to get
no,
to that.
What do we need? Tank.
I think I'm tanking for, sucking for luck or whatever.
Yeah.
How about this, Akiva? If you tank,
yeah,
you have to change your picture and go on Twitch.
No.
Yeah.
Go ahead. All right. Well, let's see. All right. Well, how many points do we need to get to the top level, Puya? 16 or 17?
It was 16. It still is 16. Doesn't look like you'll get there.
Will you make it 14?
Sure. Let's make it 14. Sure.
So we need 2 each on the next 3 clues, Rob. An average of 2.
Okay.
Still be at 13, though.
All right. Before we get to our masked survivor number 6 here today.
Oh, yeah. We're not even close.
Let me just take a moment and thank a sponsor. New sponsor on the podcast. Those are friends over at Warby Parker. Akiva, now I know that you are always going through glasses, right? You
yes,
need as many glasses as possible. Well, Warby Parker, they have been able to conceive an alternative to the overpriced and bland eyewear available today. Prescription eyewear shouldn't cost you more than a plane ticket or a new iPhone. And by circumventing traditional channels and engaging with customers directly through their website and retail stores, Warby Parker is able to provide high-quality, good-looking prescription eyewear at a fraction of the price. Available exclusively through Warby Parker's website and retail stores, glasses start at $95, including prescription lenses. Warby Parker is great. I got to try it out. You go on their website and you tell them like what kind of a face that you have, what you're looking for, and then you get to pick out a bunch of different styles of glasses, and then they send you the frames all in a box so you can try them. So if you're like me or you, Akiva, then you can show it to your wife and say, what do you think? This one, this one, this one. And then you can find the glasses that you like and not go to the store and pick out glasses. And then when you come home, your wife says, oh, you picked those? Why did you get those? Is this too personal? In fact, is this too personal of an anecdote?
No, in fact, I have used Warby Parker. Yeah. So,
or if you don't have a wife, maybe familiar. You have friends that might say like, "Oh, those glasses, really?" Mm-hmm. Now you can try them on. You can see how they look outside of the store, because they might have skinny mirrors at the eyeglass store. You don't know. It might look differently in the light. You get to try them on at home, get to show them to your friends, and you get to see what glasses you want. And then you send the other ones back to Warby Parker. Glasses start at $95, including the prescription lenses. Lenses include anti-glare and anti-scratch coating and the free home try-on program. Order 5 pairs of glasses. Try them on for free for 5 days. No obligation to buy. They ship free and include the prepaid return shipping label. Head to warbyparker.com/RHAP. Take the quiz. You love quizzes. And order your home try-on. Introducing Scout by Warby Parker, which are comfortable, breathable, and affordable daily contact lenses as well. Made from super moist material that resists drying for lasting hydration and comfort. Order a trial pack that includes 6 days worth of contacts for $5 and then receive $5 off your next Warby Parker order. Learn more at warbyparker.com/RHAP. Okay, it's warbyparker.com/RHAP. And for every pair of glasses sold, Warby Parker distributes a pair of glasses to someone in need as well. So be sure to check that out. Give it a try. Get those glasses sent to your house to try them on those frames, to try them for free at warbyparker.com/RHAP. Okay, let's try on number six, survivor number and six.
Rob, let me, I correct, because we only have 5 points, so we need to get all three of these perfect to get the winnings.
Or we could get two wrong and get the first one right on just the clue.
Because I think we need 14 points and we have five, so we need to go 3-3-3, and there's only three clues left.
Okay. I just don't want to change my profile picture.
It's only for a week.
Playing for nine.
Yeah. Yeah,
so we're going for nine. Okay, so we need 4 points for the next three.
Let's
try
to get as many right as we can.
Yes, I'm not going to.
Just try your best.
Okay, all right. Let's hear number six. Let's hear what's going on. Hyena. Okay.
The hyena.
Mm. Hello, Rob. I am the hyena.
Hmm. Okay. All right. They did say hello, Rob.
I know your first name.
Probably not a big Renap listener.
Hmm. Okay. Hello, Rob.
Narrows it down to everyone but Laurel and like three other survivors. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I also didn't tell anyone that Akiva was involved. I was
You wanted to get a response back. I understand.
I sent the message was, hi, I'm working on a really fun podcast for RHAP called The Masked Survivor. Are you interested in being one of the masked survivors? Please do not tell Rob, as he will be guessing the identities.
Mm, okay. Let me just...
Rob, nobody told you? Nobody accidentally spilled the beans?
No, definitely not.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. Amazing. Let me hear this one more time.
Hello, Rob. I am the hyena.
Hmm. It feels like there's a familiarity there.
Yes, I agree.
Hello, Rob.
It's like,
I am the hyena.
Or is it a like, hello, Newman? Like, you're my nemesis.
Hmm. Who's a laughing hyena? Who's a laugh? I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Akiva, you have anything?
No, I got nothing. I want to hear what you guys say.
I'm gonna go with Nora.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, that's Nora-ish.
Yeah.
Let's lock in Nora for three.
Sure. For a three-pointer.
Mm-hmm. Nora for three. Okay.
Okay.
Written down.
All right.
Play the song.
Here's the song.
And now I'm going to sing one of my favorite songs for you, X Factor by Lauryn Hill. Alexa, please play X Factor by Lauryn Hill.
I like it. I like it.
Here's X Factor by Lauryn Hill on Amazon Music.
Even Alexa sounds weird. Okay.
Don't you ever make it hard? Loving you is like a battle, and we both end up with scars. Tell me who I have to be to get some reciprocity. See, no one loves you more than me, and no one ever will. Is this just a silly game that forces you to act this way? That you can stay. Tell me who I have to be to get some rest.
Okay, I don't know if we're getting much more out of this.
That's good.
Okay.
Hmm.
Uncle Kiwi, anything there?
No. Who's a big Lauryn Hill fan? I do not know. Nora could like Lauryn Hill. I don't think I'm not getting pushed off of Nora once we're you know, the 3 points is valuable here. So we
I
may
do
as well
feel like that the asking I don't like to say the A L E X A. I don't want to set people's things off of to play the song is I think on brand.
Yeah, that was very funny. Okay, so I'm with you. Let's keep Nora for three.
Okay, all right. Let's go with okay. Keeping Nora in for our three.
Okay, hit those clues.
Okay, here we go. Let's hear our clues. This should be telling if it's Nora.
Here are a few fun facts about me. I can hold my breath for 2 minutes. I've placed top 5% in 3 marathons and a half Ironman. In high school, I was on the varsity gymnastics and dance teams and runner-up for the senior superlative best legs, but lost to a cheerleading captain. I have been dating online, on and off, for almost 20 years.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't think that there were too many coy clues, but I do think that dating, you know, online dating for 20 years, I think checks our boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that Nora could hold her breath for a very long time. She's a yogi.
No question. Yeah.
I don't want to address the superlatives, but I think it checks out.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like someone who has a lot. It sounds like Debbie Wanner-ish, but I don't think it's Debbie Wanner. You know, just like a lot of things going on. A lot of accomplishments.
Yeah. I mean, I think we got this one.
Yeah. I think if we got a three-pointer, then I'm excited. Let's go for Nora for three. Locked in.
Okay. Ready for all the right. Unmasking?
Take it off.
I am the hyena, but behind the mask, I am...
Nora knows best.
There we go. That was a good call by Rob. Our first three.
Yeah.
8 points. We're still alive for the win, Rob. We just need to get the next two.
Really great job by Nora all the way around. And she had a clue that was something that she has a very distinct laugh.
Yeah.
A hyena is known for laughing. And so, great job there by Nora.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, that was very good.
Well done. So, yeah, that was not easy to get, but there was a way to get there.
Perfect. Now, do you think
I had to keep the Alexa in? That was too good to not.
Yeah. That was very funny. For some of the earlier clues, Rob, because people at home, one of the fun things about this, people at home could play the game the same way we can.
Sure.
Do you think that some of the earlier clues, like we were dumb on, and people are like, well, obviously that's Johnny Fairplay, or obviously that's Eliza? Because some of them were just impossible, I feel like. But that one was like, oh, you can get that.
I mean, I think I could see Crocodile for like Crocodile is known for like having like a big mouth. I think maybe like I think you can like I'm the Crocodile because I think should be, you know, part of it. I think that that's like when we did the last one, I think that, you know, I am this because I you know, I think there was like a little bit more there, but at least the Nora, there was like a way to get there.
I feel like people are going to be coming at you for the direwolf, because I feel like Brett's cadence when he said direwolf was like quite obvious.
Yeah, probably. That was the in biggest
hindsight, in hindsight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In hindsight.
Okay. All right. But what's two the score update?
We got 8 points, 8 points through six.
Yes. So now, I just have to get...
You just need to get one more not to change your program.
One more for Kalish. Yeah. But then six. Yeah. Then if we get all six, we have to nail these
next two on the...
What do we get if we win? I know you've told us like five times, but it's late.
The friendship veto is back.
Yeah. That's friend veto
I thought Tim is buying us dinner. That was the other...
That was a different one.
Okay, don't get it twisted. Okay.
You know what? If you get six, Shut Up Tim will also pay for your dinner. You get a book. Yeah. I love
how we didn't run this by Tim at all, and we're just promising it.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
He's apparently very wealthy. It's okay.
I mean, would you take a lunch from Shut Up Tim?
I mean, is he there? Tim for inventing this whole concept is, you know, we have to give him some thanks. We're being hard on him.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Here is our next...
The prawn.
Our next... The prawn?
Yes.
The prawn.
Prawn. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am the prawn.
Prawn.
We have language of origin here? What's a prawn? Like a small...
Yeah. You didn't see District 9?
No, I did. Oh, I did see District 9.
It's like a shrimp.
Those are prawns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a shrimp.
Okay.
No, not kosher.
Yeah, I know.
Certainly not.
Do people eat prawns?
Yeah. Honestly, Akiva and I have talked so much this week. I was going to make a joke about something. I have no idea if it was on or off a podcast, but either way, it's not one that you've heard yet.
Make it.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't even remember now, but this is like our like fourth or fifth record, and we're not even done for the week.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Mm. So there you go. The prawn. Is there anything with shrimp, shellfish?
Ooh.
Prawn. Kimmy. I feel like that is a very distinct thing to pick.
We just have to think.
It's not like I am the dog.
All right. I got 500. How much time do you have? I have 585 names on this list. I'm just going to name them all.
I mean, is there somebody that is sort of like known for maybe catching fish on the island?
Like Ozzy? I don't think he did this.
Okay. All right. Prawn. Let's hear one more time.
I am the prawn.
I am the prawn. I don't have anything on the prawn.
I don't either. Not sure.
Okay. Let's go with Colleen Haskell.
No, that's absurd. Let's at least try and get... I feel like they would have done her like second or third.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
If you have Colleen Haskell, you have her second
you probably
or third.
Lead with her. Yeah.
So, all right. So, like, what are you...
How about this? Let's just like think of someone who probably says yes if they ask. And hasn't come up yet. Let's try. Okay. What about Jessica Lewis?
Okay. Jessica Lewis. Okay.
Or how like about, another like very RHEP friendly person.
Why would Jessica
person?
Lewis be a prawn though? Any reason?
I don't
think
so. But like, tell me a different prawn, and I'll knock out Jessica and put them in.
Okay.
Like, who for sure says yes if they ask? Like someone who has an RHEP podcast is there? You know, we got to think about that also.
What about Gabby?
What's prawnish about her? I think maybe she says yes.
Mm. I don't know. I don't think we're ever getting to who would be a prawn and why.
Yeah, I don't know. What about Simone?
Simone? Sure. You say Simone Nguyen?
No, I think Jessica Lewis still.
Okay. Jessica Lewis for 3 points. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Locking it in.
Better than Macklemore.
We give it back to the people and spread it across the country. Go back, this is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over, till we put our hands up. Like the ceiling can hold us. Like the ceiling can hold us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Very nice. Better, I do think it was better than Macklemore. Macklemore should start doing that Mass Singer
yes,
style.
Okay.
And what all happened right. to Macklemore? He's done.
It's for another podcast. The Rise and Fall of Macklemore coming
yeah,
to
put it on the wheel.
Okay.
On
the wheel.
All right. Kiva, any thoughts yes. on well, what's the title of that song? City Can't Hold Us?
Can't hold us.
Can't hold us.
Can't hold us, yeah.
Prawn. Can't hold us.
What they said at the beginning that they're like the worst rapper or something?
The
worst rapper you've ever seen.
Yeah, Prawn is the worst rapper. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if that was for some sort of an affect, but in terms of more and sore.
Yeah, more and sore rhyming. Dropping the R. This is rough.
Okay. Let me throw out some other still an outside shot at Gabby.
Okay.
What about Rodney?
Rodney would have said, like, I'm the greatest rapper of all time. Mm-hmm. I'm a professional rapper.
Yeah.
I don't think he would have been self-deprecating.
Bryce, I don't know if Bryce would say that he was a bad rapper.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know why Bryce would be the prawn.
Mm-hmm.
But that they were, like, a younger person. Like, they're into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm skewing female here also,
mm-hmm.
based on like the voice. I think Gabby's fine. You don't want to do Jessica Lewis.
I don't think that Jessica Lewis is the
prawn. About Hannah? What about Hannah?
I don't know if Hannah is rapping.
I do know if Hannah's rapping, she's probably sending Kirsten an email saying you cannot play the rap.
Mm-hmm.
These people don't know. Yeah. Like, I understand why all the survivors didn't want anyone to play the rap, but I mean, playing the rap made Chester into, you know, a global superstar. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So you like Gabby of the names that we've thrown out.
That's your call. I haven't, I'd say if we put 10 names in a hat, we'd get it. But if we're just picking one, you know.
Is there anybody else that you could think of? Let's hear the beginning to this song one more time, just in terms of with accent hunt, especially mm-hmm. considering that we should have gotten Brett LaBelle as the dire wolf because
absolutely.
Of the accents. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, hey, hey. Apologies to Macklemore. Because the porn is the worst rapper that you ever saw.
The Prawn is the worst rapper that you ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Boston Rob, do you think?
I really don't think Boston Rob.
The Prawn is the worst rapper that you ever saw.
I think it's Amber, maybe?
Mm. Why would she be the Prawn, though?
I don't know. Yeah, let's go with Gabby. I'm fine with, unless you've got something better.
No, let's lock in Gabby for two, and then let's hear the clues. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Gabby for two.
Okay.
The clue.
All right.
Fun fact one. I have an affinity for those kicked out of Earth's last Eden.
Oh.
Too soon.
No.
Fun fact two. It's not just your balls that your wife has in her purse.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Fun fact three. Over the years, my actions have made people gag. Fun fact four. Don't be fooled by the voice that I got. I'm still the masked podcaster from the block. Fun fact five. My actions can be described as prawnish. And fun fact six. There's one ship I'd like to sink more than any other.
All right, Akiva, this is on you. This is you.
Okay. So there's an Australian survivor.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at them. So much goodwill for this podcast, and they're throwing it all away.
Hey, I think it's Luke.
You think it's Luke?
Yeah.
Luke Tosi? Listen, I follow Shannon Gates Gus on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
and I know like the names of the people. I'll get around to watching it. I'm not anti. I know people are gonna be like, he's mm-hmm. anti. I just think like it's very presumptuous that like I've certainly never mentioned it. Yeah. I don't watch it.
You want me to just say it?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Lock in Nick Iadanza.
Okay. Well, I guessed them for like, I already guessed them for once. I know Nick.
Okay. All right. But that's why they were being cagey on earlier.
They made me nervous.
Right. Yeah. All right. This is Nick.
People say throw a shrimp on the Barbie, but down under you can also say throw a prawn on the Barbie. So I might be the prawn, but I'm
Nick Iadanza.
Yep. There you go. And Nick did come through here, did make me gag on Vegemite here in the studio. So mm-hmm. I would like to hear the clues one more time because Nick gave us a lot. I just wanted to see if I can follow
and you
everything.
You have to explain them.
Yeah. Although, do you guys have the clues? Yeah, you guys can.
Explain. Yeah, he has the explanation track there.
All right. Five. Talk us through Nick's six hints.
He'll talk you through them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, play the next track for Nick. Yeah.
So. Fun fact one, Paloma was one of the first people voted out of Gabon, Survivor Gabon, Earth's Last Eden, and that's the name of my daughter, Paloma.
There you go.
The second clue relates to me giving Nicole a kangaroo scrotum
mm-hmm.
as a gift, a bottle opener when I came to visit.
That's
fun
true.
Fact three, my actions have made people gag when I gave Rob Vegemite.
Yep, it's really gross.
Vomited on. He started to retch on air. Fun fact four is a allusion to my well documented love of Jennifer Lopez, who Rob knows is the first person I ever followed on Twitter. Fun fact five: prawnish is reference to. Me being described as someone being described as Nickish on Survivor, Australian Survivor. And the last
whose
one,
ship
the
does
ship
you want
that
to
I'd like to sink more than any other is that damned mateship.
Oh, mateship. Okay. I thought he was going to call a shot for All Stars. Okay. All right. One person is left, but we are up to nine, right?
No, I think that we don't get that. Yes. I think that doesn't count.
What?
I think it's he's an Australian survivor. It's non-canon.
Yeah, that
we don't
counts.
Get the point there.
Come on.
It was Nick.
Yeah, if we were going to include any Australian survivor, I think Nick is fair.
It should
I think
be the one I've
he
heard
gave
of, yes.
you. He gave you every opportunity to get it. You got it?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to take it away?
We need to get a point here.
Because he doesn't want to go on Twitch. He's paying. He's taking.
Here. I'm not taking. I'll get the next one right, but I think we need one point here. Or else we have to do.
Come on. Come on.
Because Rob, what's Rob's punishment? It doesn't make sense that I have to go on.
If I didn't get enough points, I'd have to change my avatar.
But so would Rob, I. So, but wait, why are we at different levels of stakes?
Getting Nora for 3 points.
Akiva, Rob's punishment is dealing with your complaining when you have to go on Twitch again.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Everyone loves when you whine.
Fine. I'll go on Twitch, but it's season 41. Deal?
Oh my God. No.
Look.
A big breath.
Okay, I feel like these podcast spots during season 40 are going to be at a premium, and you're just turning your nose up at one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
Okay, so, grow up, Akiva.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Trademark.
All right. Let's hear our eighth and final person. Who is our final masked
Hopefully
survivor?
We'll get 5 points on this one, Rob.
It's the spoon.
The spoon. Okay. Mm. Not Forky, is it?
Unfortunately not. Forky wasn't available.
That would have been so funny.
All right. By the way, Akiva, did we ever forget the... I saw your avatar as Forky. Is that the Forky that was on the cake?
No, that is it's an actual picture of my son wearing his new Forky costume.
Oh, okay. I thought that was you took a picture of the Forky on the cake. Was
my wife said I cannot post the picture of the cake because it came out so poorly.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I could send it to you.
Yeah.
She said she was very embarrassed. She's normally a good baker.
Can you put it in our WhatsApp chat?
I'll put it in the WhatsApp chat. Absolutely. She literally hasn't even sent it to me. It was his school cake.
Yeah.
So
was Forky wearing the Yankee jersey?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Now, I would not put it past my wife to, after she showed me the picture, like add some fondant with the Yankee jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Forky famously wearing Yankee jersey, throwing the Mets in the garbage.
That was the cake that Akiva's son
had
requested.
Son, my troll son's cake. Yes.
Okay. All right. Danny Boatwright hates trolls. Okay. All right. Let's go to let's meet. Spoony. Okay.
Spoony.
I am the spoon, ready to serve your male ego before I ruin it.
I am the spoon, ready to serve your male ego before I ruin it.
What does it even mean?
Boy, that is wild. Okay. Let's hear this again. Okay.
I am the spoon, ready to serve your male ego before I ruin it.
Okay, boy, the spoon is coming in hot, ready to ruin.
Yes, coming in very hot.
Male egos.
Our egos. Well, I mean, it could be Johnny Fairplay. He famously has one of the biggest survivor egos. Who could this be?
Okay. I am the spoon. Okay. Ready to serve the male egos?
I am the spoon, ready to serve your male ego before I ruin it.
I mean, I feel like it's aggressive. Who's coming in to ruin male egos?
Mm-hmm.
That would do this.
I don't know. Can I guess Shireen?
Hmm.
Is this something Shireen would say?
Who knows?
Maybe not.
It's not a bad, guess. Yeah. Not a bad guess.
I mean, it's probably not, but we may as well go with it.
Okay. Sure. Why would she be the spoon?
I don't know.
We don't know. Okay. All right. We'll go with Shireen. Okay.
Shireen for 3.
All right. Let's go to our song.
You got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. And you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
Okay, Biz Markie, just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
The spoon. This could just be another go-to karaoke song.
Might be. Might not mean anything. But the first thing was so thought out that I feel like second one had some meaning. Did you guys instruct the survivors to have a song that was relevant to them?
No, we said they could choose whatever song they want.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
They got a very similar instruction to the Master and Apper. Mm-hmm.
Basically, I was like, if someone's saying yes to this, I'm not putting up any barriers to participation. Okay. Basically, like they said yes, do whatever they want.
Yeah, do whatever you want. Okay.
Yeah, so, it doesn't narrow it down at all. I don't know if it's a man or a woman. I would say anything
with Shireen just because we have nothing.
Right, but I'd still say it's still 4% that it's Shireen. Like I have no degree of confidence. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's go with our clues here for the eighth and final Masked Survivor.
Clue one. I'm pretty good. Clue two. I'm not afraid to buy a guy a drink.
Okay.
Clue three. I got it. I wish my tribe mates were as sharp as the knife they stabbed me in the back with. Clue four. I was one of Rob's winner picks. He was way off the mark.
Do you know who this is?
Is Marquette. Is it Chelsea Walker?
It is. She was spooned with DK Chillin.
Yeah.
Just a friend, I guess, could refer to her relationship with Dean. That was not a showmance. He's just a friend. Then she is a fan of Larry David. Although I DM'd her and I said, hey, what did you think of the Curb episode? And she was like, I didn't watch it yet.
But maybe she was throwing you off the scent because she knew she was confused that you're asking her about this before we'd recorded the episode.
Maybe. I guess it's possible.
I do agree. If she really had not watched Curb after made a big deal of being a Curb fan, I agree. That's like a fake Curb fan. But if you were just playing with Rob, Chelsea, come on the Curb podcast next week.
Okay.
We'd be happy to have you.
What, we were doing another one?
If Chelsea Walker will come on, a big get like that, sure.
Okay. All right. Chelsea Walker.
Locking it?
Yes.
Lock it.
Alrighty.
Okay, here we go.
I am the spoon, but behind the mask...
I am Chelsea Walker, the pre-merge Rob Goddess.
It's Rob Goddess, not Rob Goddess. Yeah. Okay, everybody. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. So we did it. Now we didn't meet our goal, and now we have to get the punishment of Akiva's to be on Twitch this season.
This makes no sense.
It.
I feel like I know Rob was desperate.
You told this package of rewards and punishments.
Confound it,
Rob. Yeah, that's bad. Rob was desperate to have me on a voicemail, but now he's stuck with me on Jordan Kalish. I think I'm going to bring Kirsten and Puya on just to make a complete chaos.
I feel like that's too much.
Well, that's Jordan's problem.
Okay.
I'm already excited for his quiz. I don't know. All right. This was a lot of fun, Rob.
I think we got
7 out of 8.
All around. Puya and Kirsten, you guys outdid yourselves.
Who else helped you guys?
Putting this all together. Is there anybody else behind the scenes that we should thank?
You can thank Allie for giving T-Bird a hand. You can thank everyone that was willing enough to participate in all of this.
Didn't help everybody, right? Just T-Bird.
Just T-Bird.
Just T-Bird, yeah.
It's a big
get. Every survivor will only go through Allie Lasher.
Okay, well, that we really appreciate all of the hard work that you guys have put into this. And
the 8 survivors who responded.
I'm so fired up for the Masked Singer, although I have to stay up very late on Super Bowl night.
Yeah, as do I. As do I. It's going to be a
very
quick
late. You live in California. Oh, but it's not on.
But I go to bed at 9 o'clock.
Luckily, Rob, it's not a 2-hour premiere, so we're good.
Yeah. Okay, that's
it's
good.
Over by 9, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, we're getting an hour, and then we're getting another hour immediately that Wednesday. So it's quick to.
I know.
Yeah.
So Masked Singer is back, and they are firing on all cylinders with the season 3 premiere after the Super Bowl. And this was, a great preview for what's to come on the Masked Singer.
That's right.
This is pretty much the exact same, right?
Pretty much.
Just about.
It is funny that we're promoting a show whose sole purpose at this point is to destroy Survivor and ultimately your career, Rob.
That's the sole purpose of the Masked Singer?
Yes, they're out to destroy Survivor.
Yeah.
They targeted.
Okay. I don't think that's the case. Look, that Akiva, I'm old enough to remember when Survivor went up against Friends. Friends is gone. It went up against American Idol.
American Idol's
not even on the same network anymore.
Yeah, it was so gone. It's back.
Whatever, you know, Survivor is a cockroach that, you know, whatever you put up against it, the Masked Singer will be long gone. And Survivor is going to be coming up with an island where you go to when you get voted off, and then you get voted out of that island. And you go to a different island, and you're trying to win your way back onto the island that you were at when you got voted off. Yeah.
At Hot Takes Exposed. Just keep this in your quill, just in case.
The Masked Singer was created to be a Survivor killer.
I'm just saying, what if it kills Survivor? Then you're on record as poo-pooing it.
Yeah, that's what did Survivor in. After all that we've been through, it went to a super-sized
season. Well, it would probably be Edge of Extinction doing Survivor in more than the Masked Singer.
Yeah, all right. There you go. Well, we're very fired up, very excited to join Puya and Liana come Monday night. And then you guys will hear that in the Masked Survivor wrap-up. Puya, anything else going on?
No, that's pretty much it. Honestly, the first couple weeks of the Masked Singer are always the best because we don't know anything and we're all in the same level of trying to figure out who's who. The clues are going to be fun. There's 18 of them this season, or 16, 18. Wow. Mm-hmm. There's more people this season than they had the last season and the one before. So it's going to be a big opening, and we get Rob, the Chili Bowl, Sester Nino on with us. So it's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought he was a bowl of milk.
Yeah. You made that up. It was a bowl of milk.
I'm like, catchphrase. Come on.
How do they avoid survivors? Are there not actual people in the crowd when they unmask the singers? How do they avoid spoilers? Spoilers.
I'm assuming NDAs. Actually, I remember Liana told me about this. We'll get down to the bottom of this on Monday night. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Okay. That the audience is filled with people who are just on, like,
work for the network,
like,
probably.
You know, extras who want $30 a day. They don't care enough. Okay. Kirsten, what do you have going on?
So Riverdale is back from its hiatus. So Mary and I are back every week recapping that over on Kowski Cast.
What about the football episode?
That episode, I think, has dropped already. Nice. I don't remember. But yeah, we had a lot of fun recording that as two people who I don't think either of us are noted football fans. I've also been over on my Twitch stream, twitch.tv/KirstenSaidWhat, playing The Sims. My channel hit the hype train the other day, which was very exciting. So everyone should check that out as well. It's when a lot of people support the channel all at once. And then you have like a timer goes off, and then it's like, keep supporting the channel. And then we unlock different levels. And then based on the level you unlock, everyone who participates unlocks a custom emote that is a train. It was very exciting. I didn't think it was real, but it happened. And yeah, so check me out there. And then Big Brother Canada will be back before you know it. So I'm sure I'll somehow be involved talking about that.
All right. Akiva, would you watch Big Brother Canada?
I famously swore off the Big Brother Canada when a great friend of mine was disrespected.
You're boycotting.
I announced it on the podcast that I would never watch the show again, and I have not.
Okay.
He said he wanted Canada to burn, I think, actually.
No, I did say that we should drone strike the studio. I think that's what I said that night.
Whoa.
That's fair.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, it was fair. It was wrong. What they did was wrong.
I mean, I don't think it's fair, but sure. The other thing, too, is if people want to follow me on all platforms, I'm at Kirsten Said What.
Okay, there you go. And Akiva, of course, Akiva and I will be back. If you enjoyed hearing from Akiva, you didn't know who he was before this, and you want to hear more from the man they call Wienerker, you can catch us on Robin Akiva Need a Podcast episode 69 is going to be dropping this weekend. Ask Dr. Mike with a very special listener feedback segment as well coming up in episode number 69 of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. And of course, Akiva, what else do you have going on?
Watching the Super Bowl this week. We'll talk about it on 32 Fans the morning after the Super Bowl.
By the way, Kirsten, did you ask Dr. Mike for this? Because I feel like that he would be an easy get.
I'm pretty sure I did, but let me see.
I feel like that was low-hanging fruit.
Yes.
I feel like you guys would have gotten it from the name, though.
Yes, he can help you with your low-hanging fruit. Tune in to Ask Dr. Mike on Renat.
I think I did, but maybe his DMs weren't open.
He sends in three different songs if you ask Dr. Mike.
I think I meant to ask Dr. Mike, and I forgot. Yeah, and I'm really sorry,
he would have been. He would have been here if you asked him.
Yes.
I apologize, Dr. Mike. I meant to ask you, and I screwed up. That's on me.
Get him for season two.
Okay, for season two.
Yeah, we could do this again if people like it.
All right, and then Akiva, what kind of Super Bowl coverage you have coming up on 32 Fans?
Yeah, we'll talk about it afterwards. You know, I think if maybe the Niners win, we'll get like a euphoric Niners fan, and if they lose, we'll get like a dejected Niners fan. I'll talk about it.
Why is your coverage only focused on the 49ers?
I just know a lot of Niners fans. I don't know that many Kansas City Chiefs fans.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. There you go. All right. So thank you guys so much for listening. Of course, if you enjoy hearing more about these types of shenanigans, a great thing to check out is our Patreon, where you can get access to the Rob Has a Podcast patron Facebook groups at robhaswebsite.com/patron. And of course, our patron podcast feed, where I am getting ready in about an hour and 20 minutes to go live with our monthly patron cast, which should already be in the podcast feed by the time that you're listening to this. I'm sure we'll have plenty of season 40 talk and much more. And it's all just a click away at robhasawebsite.com/patron, where people who like these types of shenanigans get together. Robhasawebsite.com/patron. Thank you guys so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.